Okay, hi everybody. So here we are again, another wonderful program. And today is October 1st. It's Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. Well, let's do a clearing here for everybody. And we're going to work with emotional energies and also maybe pain energies. So if you have a situation going on, think of that right now. A quick clearing to help you release these energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh boy, and five. Ugh. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and let's bring up the light beams. And as you know, we have now three of them. So we'll do the first one, and the first light beam is going to be the male energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, that's pretty good. Now we'll do one more here. We'll do the other light beam, which will be on gender. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. And here we go again. Let's do, you know, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so everybody, that's how you're doing, and we'll turn it back over to you, Ann. So are you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome everyone to the show. If you're a new listener, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. I'm not sure if you said the date, Ron, but I'll say it again. It's October 1st, Wednesday. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can email questions even while the show is on if you have one. I have it opened, and that is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So welcome, everyone. We have quite a few emails, Ron. Is there anything in particular you wanted to do or bring up before we get going on those?
Oh, we'll just head on. That'd be great.
Okay. I'm really interested in talking about this, Ron. Somebody sent an email. Dear Ron, thank you for the in-time, out-of-time suggested on a radio show some time back. I have been doing all of my clearings that way, and they feel even more thorough. Should I also do in time, out of time when removing barcodes?
Very interesting. Yeah, you could try that because things are going on that we don't know about. So very interesting. That might be another way to look at the clearings and just see if it happens to change your reality a little bit. A lot of people are very creative. Yeah, I would say, you know, give it a try here. Why not?
Okay, and again, in case we have some new listeners, and if we do, again, Ron's website, creationlightship.com, has many free healings. You can test out, and I guess we could do that on some of the free healings as well, Ron, couldn't we? The in time, out of time.
Yeah, you could try that, yeah. I'd like people to try it and just see what happens, you know, see what's going on. Maybe I'd have a different style of clearings, you know, different type. So, yeah, I think it'd be great to try that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like I said, are very creative. They do figure out ways to do things that and improve the clearings and take them a little bit further.
Right. like, for instance, something like, I'm just looking at the list of the free healings, like alien keyword intercept. Well, you know, you could have things hanging around from past lives or parallel lives, and the same words that you need to clear here in this lifetime might need to be cleared out in, as you say, out in the beyondo. Let's see, what else? Maybe the alien head implant. Ooh, what about the 2,000-year darkness barcode removal, Ron? That seems like that would be very effective.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Great. Great, okay. Okay, here's a great question. I love this question. Do you, hi Ron, do you have a healing for hair loss and gray hair removal?
Not yet, but I did get an email from a gentleman maybe 6 months ago talking about that type of situation to restore youth, so I'm looking at that. We'll just see how that turns out. I don't know yet, so we'll see what goes on. So hopefully,
well,
that would be a yes here. So
I wonder. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't know quite yet, but we'll find out. I am looking at some way to get more energy into the body, working with the mind of the body to promote healing. So I am checking that out. So far, I don't have anything that I can put up yet.
I wonder if any listeners have had any success, perhaps timeline crashing that, or putting it in as an incident on the either the special healing, possibly, or in the body jumpstart, focusing on that. I wonder if anyone has done it. So if anyone has... Yeah, please share. We would love to know if anyone's tried that and had some success with it. Okay. Oh, I wanted to do this. Actually, on the last few shows, Ron, you have done some work on people's hearts, and we've had a lot of testimonials about that. People really are appreciating it. And one person who I actually spoke to on the phone said that they really felt you in there, like working on their heart on one of the shows. So we have a testimonial that came in on the fast chat. The other day, Ron did a... this is a different one, but I'll do this anyway. Ron did a back clearing. I had back pain for a couple of weeks. I did not feel relief immediately, but next morning I was totally pain-free. So thank you for that, Ron. That was a back clearing.
Oh, how wonderful. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. And I'll get to the ones about the heart as we go through the emails. Okay. So we have a listener who has been, I know, listening to the show for quite a long time. She's done quite a few healings. Well, she says here, she's been doing clearings for about a year, and sometimes she's worried, she feels discouraged almost, that it feels like more stuff is being drawn to her now. And so she's probably got much more of her spirit and light with her. And is that in fact something that is attracting more dark entities and darkness to her?
Oh, what I think would be happening would be the... just having more awareness, you know. Probably having more awareness to what's going on. Necessarily drawing more to you. You just have an awareness that you have more things wrong with you. That's kind of how I would, relate to that.
Right. Okay. I think that's probably the case, Ron. I know that I myself sometimes think, I wish I didn't know all the things that I know. But I guess we just have to say at least we know how to keep clearing and getting rid of the thing. Okay, someone just wrote in because I mentioned the 2,000-year darkness barcode. I've done a lot of clearings and have met Ron multiple times at expos. My question is, if you've never done the 2,000-year barcode, am I still in darkness?
Okay, what that's for is to get you out of it. So, yeah, it will help to make you feel better. So I would definitely do that clearing. I know it takes a while, but, boy, by all means, do it.
Well, it's a free healing, by the way. I wonder if this person wasn't clear on that. It's free, so there's no reason to hold back or wait to do it. And you have mentioned, Ron, to do it. The preset time on that is 5 minutes, and you've mentioned to do the first one or two for an hour, because
yes,
those are the ones that are going to affect us the most.
That is
so
correct.
I just wanted to, you know, pass that along to everybody. Okay, can we do some kind of a sample healing now, Ron? I don't know. Is there some kind of barcode you could take off of us from a certain year or a certain date or something?
Oh, let's see here. So, let's see. Oh, well, let's do a barcode for your birthday at the age of 10. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is the age of 10, so we'll kind of see how you're doing, everybody. Back to you, Ann.
I would say, you sometimes say, Ron, that it takes a while, you know, to... Things happen instantly, but it might take a while to notice or to feel some relief. And I would think something like that, you releasing us from a young age like that, might take a couple of days. We might have some surprising results over the next couple of days. Would you agree?
Yeah, that would be true, yes. Uh-huh.
So if everyone can pay attention, it's hard because once something's gone, then you kind of forget about it. But if, you know, maybe someone had something happen instantly. I don't want to say that that can't happen, but over the next couple of days, if we all pay attention, it would be really interesting to see if, something went away. That, you know, maybe a habit, or you never know. Okay, let me check
that. Never
know. Right. Okay, people are enjoying the three light beings, Ron, at the beginning of the show, and that's really wonderful. When you do clearings on Creation Lightship, you can choose whether you want to feel the energy from the male light being, a male light being, a female light being, or a non-gender light being. And Ron has fixed it now so that you can have one of each. Someone's asking, can you bring up three light beings at once? And yes, you can. Our wonderful moderator has actually put it on the introductory chat page where you can just click on the three light beings there. So enjoy that. Okay, going to... okay, here we go with the heart clearings that I mentioned earlier. Thanks, Ron. Really felt the heart clearing. Someone else said, these heart clearings have been wonderful. Many family members have had heart issues, so they're really feeling that it's helping them. So thank you, Ron. Someone else said, thank you, Ron, for the extra show. It was great. On Monday, BBS very kindly let us stay on the air for 2 hours. So if you can get to the archive, if you didn't hear that show, it's a real treat. And someone else wrote, wow, Ron, thank you for the heart clearings. And another comment, I feel some energy opening up in my heart. Actually, that probably saved my life. So those were the heart thank yous, Ron.
Great, great.
And it's so interesting how I noticed that you did some physical heart clearings, and then you went right away into heartache or heartbreak. I'm not sure how you put it. So can you explain to us how that's very closely related?
A lot of people have the heart stuff going on because of relationships, you know, divorces or... Oh, but that'll be forever. There's all different things. So the heartache one, probably, or heartbreak. Heartache. We'll do one here for both. We'll do one for heartache and heartbreak. Slightly different energy, but not be able to see the difference on them. So here we go. I'll clear that. Want to just sit down or lay down? I'd say if you could have able to lay down, you know, maybe you're next to a couch or your bed, wish to do that because sometimes it can be a lot of energy leaving you. Sitting up may not be too appropriate. So here we go. A heartache, heartbreak clearing. Actually be two separate ones, but they'll happen at the same time. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, I guess we're at 30. So 1, 2, oh man, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60. Breath here, 1, 2, boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think we're at 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 90. 1, boy, a lot of energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Pretty heavy stuff here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think we're on 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Win 80, Ann?
I think so.
No, this is heavy. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And the moment you kind of lose track of where you are counting, and then when the energy is really, really heavy like this, that's why for you it might be like a no-brainer, like, you know, what's happening? I can't remember something that simple, but yeah, it's just a lot of energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That felt really good. Now, I'm sorry if I wasn't keeping up with your numbers because I was feeling that
hard.
Quite
it's
deeply
really hard.
Also. Yeah. Okay, we have another thank you. I'll check in a few moments if we have some testimonials about what you just did, Ron, but we have another email about heart, your heart clearings you've been doing. I feel the energies leave me before you speak and during your speaking and after you speak. On my heart, I felt a slight pain before the show. After the show, no more pain. My heart feels different. It is shaking, and I feel something that's moving in my body that's hard to describe, like a buzzing moving around. Anyway, I feel like I am getting better. Thanks.
That's great.
It sounds like what's buzzing around is maybe her blood is circulating better.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah. It's probably getting a lot more energy.
Right, so that's why she's feeling moving around. That's it. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
So. Wow, we really made you yawn, Ron.
Well, whenever I do heartache stuff, it's very heavy.
Right, and so... how is that, I mean, you know, again, in case people are new or just don't really understand this, how could you explain for us how that's connected to our physical heart, like the heartache and heartbreak?
Well,
what
it's an energy that's energetically connected to your heart. And so it could cause all kinds of situations and problems and things. So it's you want to get that cleared. That's what it is. It's just an energy that goes to your heart, and somehow that's what people feel when they go through relationships of, like, you always talk about heartbreak or something, you know, and that's what it is. So it's, that's what it is. Excuse me. Anyway, you all know about heartache. People talk about it or heartbreak or something, and you know, all the Western songs have that, you know, off that, it's typically. So that should be a no-brainer. And your heart does carry that energy, especially sadness. Let's do a sadness clearing for your heart. I have never done one of these before. So here we go. Sadness energies that are connected to your heart. Also, let's do also, I'll do loneliness after this here. So here we go, sadness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now, I'm going to hope you're still laying down there. Now we'll do loneliness connected to your heart here. So here we go. Boy. Well, loneliness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Boy. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what is it, 60, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Oh, man. Let's do that one again for loneliness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hopefully I got them all there. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, you really picked some heavy-duty clearings for us tonight, but thank you very much. That felt really wonderful. And I do remember, that it's very painful to have any kind of heartache or loneliness, heartbreak. It hurts. Okay, someone wrote in, thank you, listener, to the clsquestions@yahoo.com. The heart healing Ron just did put me into my heart center, and I feel a little tightness, and I felt a tremble as well. So that's probably feeling something leaving.
Possible, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get back to our email, so let me just take a look at the fast chat really quickly. Do we have any comments yet? Oh, the person that said they felt like you saved their life when you did the heart clearing the other day said it was because it was making it hard to rise in the morning. So that's wonderful that you helped someone who's having a problem. Someone said, Ron, I felt the heart knots untying with the heartache clearing. Many years' worth are being unraveled. Sadness and loneliness as a follow-up are helping the knots unravel. This was a heavy clearing for me. I didn't realize how shut down I was. Very interesting. Maybe other people feel the same way. Someone said, I feel much better removing sadness. Someone put a quote on, actually, from an author. I don't know why I actually believed that I should take on that much pain. So that's kind of a self, what's that word? Not blame, but having some insight into the self. And I guess what could help people with a heart problem or a sadness, loneliness, all these problems, is to do your I love it technique. Correct, Ron? Because on some level, we invited these things into our lives, even though, we are very controlled and forced into things on this planet. It's good to have introspection and to accept responsibility for the part that we may have played. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say that's correct, yes.
Okay. And so Ron has taught us an exercise where you take the thing you really, truly don't want, but say, I love it, as many times as it takes until you kind of hit a bottom, and then it can start to really heal for you. It's kind of the opposite of the law of attraction of trying to say something that you want to bring into your life. It's kind of, instead of trying to get rid of it and ignore it, you say that you love it.
Love it out of your life, uh-huh.
Love it out, okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. That's one of your wonderful, many, many wonderful tools. Okay, here we go, another heart testimonial. My heart feels lighter and is not palpitating anymore. Thank you. That came into the emails. Thank you. Okay, someone said, speaking about the heart, okay, they're having, I don't want to go into the detail, okay, but they're having a heart issue, you know, an actual physical one. And is the dark side still trying to take me out? This is kind of a long-time listener, because I know this woman has, you know, written in and participated a lot on our shows. So I guess it seems like she has had a heart problem. Maybe it's back now. And she wants to know, is the dark side trying to take her out?
I don't know. I have a hard time answering that one. I think everybody has troubles with the dark side of doing things. And, oh, it's... I just don't know how to answer that one.
Okay. I understand. You know, it's a lot of things are going on this planet that are hard to understand. So, well, we wish that person, of course, all the best, and I would just say keep on the clearings, maybe try some timeline crashes. Okay. Moving on. Okay, speaking of timeline crashes, we have a couple of different questions about timeline crashes. Is that okay to talk about that, Ron?
Sure, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, the first one is, when doing timeline crashes, should we do a certain amount of minutes worth and then the same amount on the space-time, and can we do them at the same time?
Yeah, you could do them at the same time, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and in general, do you think it's about, like, if you've done a timeline crash for 2 hours, should you then do 2 hours of the space-time?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. And but it's also, you can also do it by... waiting till you're complete with the timeline crash and then start the space-time crash.
Yes, and you can also do the space-time by itself. You might wake up someday and think, gee, you know, I had this problem when I was 18. Or maybe, let's just say, for instance, in your younger years, you maybe smoked a lot of pot or, you know, maybe you drank a lot. Maybe you're alcoholic in a sense. You know, had the party life. You know, well, are you out there lost in space during those years? So you may have left your body and never returned. So that's why I'm saying you may want to do that just on those years that you kind of think you got a situation going on. It can't hurt. Oh,
okay.
Words of wisdom there, huh?
Right. okay, so here's a kind of business question. Someone's asking, Ron, if they want to get in touch with you to do a 4-in-1 clearing, which email should they use? And I believe that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
I have one lady that I have to do that I probably will do this week if I can get the time, so...
Okay.
If that's her asking, I saw your email, but yeah, I'm trying.
It might be that person. I don't know. She's just, it could be someone new just wanting to.
You're in L.A. I know who you are.
It might be. She's just, or, you know, just don't know, maybe. okay, so I somehow misplaced that other question about a timeline crash, but I'll come back to it. Here's another interesting question that This came up fairly recently, but I think it's good to talk about this again. I had to go to a funeral of a family member on Friday, an in-law. It's going to be at a funeral parlor. I really don't want to go, but my sister is begging me to go with her. What clearing can I do before and after to rid myself of that funeral energy, or should I not go?
Boy, that's a good one. The reason why you would not want to go is because you don't want all those people connecting to you. And they could even maybe take away some of your clearings as they bring in situations from the past. So if they see you and say, oh, yeah, I remember when, you know, this happened, and, you know, then they're going to be activating your stuff, and you don't want to do that. So you may just want to basically walk away, you know?
And, you know, Ron, my screen flashed there on me, and I left out one line. She does say they're wicked people.
Get it. I'm not your parakeet sick, you know? Can't go. I wouldn't go. Oh, you already know that. Why sacrifice yourself and all your healings that you've had, as they may want to undo them?
Right. And I'm sure you care about your sister deeply, listener, but she probably shouldn't go either. You know, I mean, maybe the best favor you could do your sister is to talk her out of going.
Yep, could be.
And also other people, even our family members, are not our responsibility to...
Yeah, rough one to talk about that, because it's a rough one, you know? You're bucking the system all of a sudden of what they would like you to do. That's the problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are changing, you know, sticking up for your own rights and the way you want to be, and they may not like that at all. So, and it's a difficult call because you're out of the norm.
Right. Yeah, it is hard, but it's worth it. Yeah, I know that... I allowed my son, who was pretty young at that time, like maybe 10 years old, to not go to a big funeral in our, you know, very close family member in our family. And the rest of my family, like, was so angry at me, they couldn't get over it. And I, of course, I don't regret it at all. You know, I'm very glad that he didn't go, and I think it was a good decision. But culturally, you know, and people that are into religion and stuff, they really disagree. Okay. So thank you, Ron, for that. And I hope for that person that, you know, she can somehow get out. Okay, and here's an interesting question, Ron. Let me just read this and you can answer it. What happens when you ascend, but the dark side puts you back in a timeline, such as people like... well, some guy named David, I don't want to say his name, who awakened to being Jesus and other states of consciousness?
Well, the person never ascended, first of all. So they may have left and went to the light of the darkness, but they didn't do an ascension. They could have done a dark side ascension, but they did not do the light ascension, because the ascension only comes when everything is turned off here. Everybody, you know, the light's turned off, and that's it. So person never ascended, number one, at least with light. And then number two is that anybody can come back, which is what happens all the time, what with people who have near-death experience, etc. And they can be told anything. So no, I don't see any major problem with that, because that happens all the time. Just that, you know, you want to just be careful on how to actually deal with that person. if you are going to deal with them, you'd say.
Right.
So everybody does have free will, free choice, but there's really no ascension into life because, but he's still here.
Right.
This doesn't happen to one person. Let's put it that way. It cannot just happen to one person.
And can you just tell us again, Ron, what will happen when the ascension time comes?
The light's turned off, and everything that was created from light is now going to go back to the light, providing that people, humans will say, have their spirit energy with them. If you don't have your spirit energy and you are taking sideways, then all of a sudden you may not... So that's kind of what happens.
Right. So anybody who came back, they certainly are on some kind of dark side reincarnation timeline or something, right?
Yes. That is correct. Uh-huh.
Well, we're all looking forward to the real ascension, Ron. Okay, here's a nice question. So maybe we can continue our discussion of ascension and talk about the light ship a little bit and the light beings. Someone is asking you to explain the new light beings, and if you have been on the website recently and done any healings, at the bottom we had pictures of the light beings, and Ron has added a picture of the Star of Bethlehem and a dolphin. So this person's asking, can you explain their energy, like why they're there, and also how are they different from Janana? And maybe you could explain who that is.
Okay, we had a lot of other pictures up a long time ago, but it looked like some people said, gee, this looks kind of religious to us, you know, so, you know, to me, and, you know, I had like two people complaining, so I thought, well, we'll just take them off because it's giving a different energy. Who look at it, and maybe they see Buddha and they see other things there. Well, we just took them all off. I put the other two on because some people wanted to have a different energy or different flavor, we'll say. Still the same basic energy, but you may have another way of viewing what you're seeing, okay? And so some people like the dolphin a lot. And I'm going to try to get that picture and increase if the pixels will hold on it. We'll see what happens here. And then we have the Merkaba there. And so just a way that you can have a little different flavor to your healing, that's all. So, you know, we have the light beings up all the time there for people. That's what we normally have and use. But... you know, if you want to change it somewhat, and it will be a little different, and it's a lot of fun. So just kind of enjoy that, and you're going to have, you know, you might even try different ones and just see what you might, you know, kind of like, you know, the most. Because it is a little different, not that it's going to be any better, but it will be a little different as you do your clearings. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I know it's written up on the website, but can you tell us a little bit about Janana and who that is? Or
that's one of the light beings that I've worked with for a long, long time on the light ship. I haven't had a lot of contact with that particular light being. Probably for years, so I'm sort of like up on my own. But initially, she came in to assist on the initial setup, probably of the website, and to clear some energies away.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The person that wrote in about the funeral, Ron, is listening, and she says, thank you, I will not go to that funeral. So So I think
kind
that's
of, you know, yeah, for that person, just know that, you know, it's, I always go after the funeral, you know, and if you wish to, but, you know, by all means, do the emotional, deceased loved one's emotional clearing for sure, and maybe even the spirit, if you haven't done that yet. You know, very, very, very important. That way, you know, it'll help everybody without that emotional body hopping all over the place into people in that process. So,
right. Well, in this case, I think that's a wonderful idea. In this case, it sounds to me like it's a, really an extended family member for this person. So, I mean, maybe she just wants to stay away. But I do agree that if someone close to you passes away, those are wonderful healings to do.
Yes.
Okay, we have a follow-up timeline crash healing question. Can we do other clearings while doing the timeline or space-time crash?
Other clearings. I don't like people to do, you know, if you're doing the same clearing, then yes, you could do that. But if you're trying to do one clearing and then do another type of clearing, no. So, oh, if you have one particular heading, then, yeah, you could do something like that. Maybe you're dealing with an issue, and you thought, well, gee, maybe I'll do a timeline crash. Well, let's just say you have fear. So, you know, you realize that you have a fear problem. So you go, I'm going to do the unlimited fear clearing because I already bought, you know, the original one, and I'm going to do fear. And so you could put the fear clearing up for unlimited for the day that you had fear. And then you can also do a timeline crash for fear also. So if it's the same type and related clearing, no problem. But you don't want to do one for one thing and one for something else. And I don't really recommend putting other people, unless they have the same type of agenda that you're dealing with, the same situation, on at the same time either. You want to put your, you know, maybe your mother on for a clearing and then, you know, do something for yourself because you don't want to mix the energies. But if they are, say, in the same household, we'll say, then you could do the same type of clearing that way, okay, with the same energies. Let's just say that, for instance, your you know, I don't know, your dog, you know, had a situation and maybe it died, okay? So now the whole household is having situations and you're all with trauma and, you know, you feel very, very sad. But you could put up a sadness clearing for each person and or something like that that would help out, you know, to clear the energy from all of you. Because it's one particular issue that you're all suffering with. So, does that help answer that question, you think?
I think so. Yes, Ron. Well, and you've talked a lot recently about pick one thing and then do several healings to hit that one issue till it's gone, as opposed to, you know, you're doing one for money, one for an illness, one for something, you know, completely different things. And then you're kind of spreading yourself thin there. So, yeah, that's really helpful. We had a request, Ron, for some kind of healing for our kidneys. Is it possible for you to do that on the radio show, maybe take entities out of our kidneys or something like that?
Yeah, we could try that. So here we go. Entities in your kidneys. So release some of the energy. One, two, three. Boy, that's getting heavy. Four, five, and again, one, two, three, four, five, and one, two, three, four, five. That does for you.
Thank you so much, Ron. Okay. Here's another email from a longtime listener, someone who participates with us on the show a lot. Hi, Ron. I've talked to my sister. It's kind of long. She's not talked to her daughter for a long time, so this is her niece. She's sensing that this girl's spirit is gone and wondering if you have any input about that. She ran Alien to Light, the alien head connector, implant removal, satellite timeline crash, ran each step, ran them all morning. And she's concerned because it's her niece who obviously she cares about, and she's wondering if you have any input on that.
Doesn't feel like the spirit left. Just look at her eyes. If they're really, really, really dulled out, then possible, but it doesn't feel like that.
Oh, good.
I don't, entities possibly, but I don't think the spirits left.
Well, that's good news. Oh, good. Well, I hope that makes this listener feel better. And then she said, I've been focusing on myself. This is sort of a second part. But run clearings on my daughters, too. I refuse to talk to them with their spirit absent. They try to hook me up to their drama. Their spirit's home, so it's so much more peaceful.
Great, yeah, uh-huh. The timeline can take you sideways, so yeah, that could be what's going on there, is the timelines are changing. And, you're seeing from that. So, yeah, that could dampen down their spirit in their body because of that situation not being fully present here.
Right. Okay, so somebody just wrote in about the Star of Bethlehem and Dolphin Energy new pictures and the clearings that you put on, and it's an interesting thing I hadn't thought of. The fact that the dark blue background of the new images is overall dimmer, it helps a lot to run it all night long without illuminating the entire room and have the clearings on my phone while driving at night without distractions. So that's an interesting thing I would never have thought of, because the background of the light being is a very light blue, so it is kind of lit up more. Something you probably didn't think of that either, did you, Ron?
Yes, I have one gentleman who was requesting that because of that same situation. So, yeah.
Okay.
It took a while to get it up.
Is it a gentleman from New York? That may be this listener. And he says, thanks again for all you do.
Yes, if your name has an E in it.
It starts with an E. We don't
waving to you.
Right. We don't like to say people's names over the air. So, but I'm sure that he knows who he is.
Happy to see you in New York again.
Wow, that's coming up really soon, isn't it, Ron? This month, right? The month of October?
A couple of weeks away, basically.
Okay.
17th. Oh, it's coming.
Right. Okay, someone else said, I love those new pictures. Well, here's an interesting question. Did the ascended masters ascend at a whole ascension? Like, I guess, 2,000 years ago.
No. Ascended masters would just come into a body and leave.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. They weren't here for a whole lifetime. Okay? So that's kind of, very interesting to note that. So they may have only been here, a month, we'll say, doing what they had to do, and left. That's kind of... Oh, I see it, okay?
Right.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's something a lot of people think they lived their whole lifetime. And I know they did not, okay?
That's very interesting, Ron. And so they didn't ascend because they're already ascended, right? They can sort of come and go at will.
Yeah, they just, you know, bilocate. So it's
slightly different. Okay, fascinating.
That's what I do all the time. So I'm a, I guess, ascended and descended.
And thank you for that, Ron. And wow, we are almost to the end of our show.
Oh, we are, yeah.
Thank you for all the wonderful healings you did tonight. Oh. Our next radio show will be on Friday at the same time, 7 p.m. on 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio. Please check out the website if you haven't done that. Tomorrow at 5:30, there is a healing call. I believe it is the entity. No, excuse me. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the clone body removal, and Friday is the entity removal special that you can spend an hour on the phone with Ron and on the light ship. And I'll let you say goodbye, Ron. Thanks, all.
Hey, so everybody, we'll end the call with the mind to heart drop. So taking your thoughts in your head, dropping them into your heart. Here we go, dropping down. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you.